From KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a show where we sit and talk to our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them what they're working on in school, ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio is Rudy Rodriguez. Nice to meet you, Rudy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I hear you go to the University of Arizona.
Yeah, I am a student there.
What do you do?
Right now, I'm a physics and math major. I started out as a neuroscience and cognitive science major. I started out because I just thought neuroscience sounded really interesting, and I got into a research lab there. I had never taken a physics class before, so once I took my first physics class, I kind of fell in love with that too, so I changed over to physics. But I still love neuroscience, so I'm still involved in that research lab.
What kinds of things do you see that neuroscience and physics have in common?
What drew me to both of them is I think it's like the two biggest questions you can ask. It's like one of it is, how is the universe here? How did it get here? What's everything made out of? And then the other one is, how do we perceive it all? Which is like the neuroscience side.
Yeah, it's like that Yoko Ono quote where it's like, people think that I'm small, but I have a universe inside my mind.
Yeah.
Are you working in any labs?
Yeah, I'm in a cognitive science research lab right now. Our lab focuses on a big word called transcranial magnetic stimulation.
All right. So do you have like crazy hats that people wear?
Kind of. We use a coil. It's about the size of a football. We just hold the coil up to a person's scalp and we can actually stimulate different regions of the brain.
And then you can see that on a computer screen somewhere, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah. We can actually stimulate the motor cortex and make people's fingers twitch. Which
no
is
way.
Pretty interesting. And it's very interesting to have it done to you. When I first had it done, it was really weird because I've never thought about my brain controlling my body before that. Like, I've never made that connection before. So the goal is to try to stimulate different brain regions and see if we can do things like improve people's memory, specifically if they're aging or progressing into like Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah.
And so our project right now, it's been postponed for a little bit, but we're focusing on something called chemobrain, which is a condition people get after chemotherapy treatment for cancer, where their memory declines, they have a harder time paying attention to things and focusing on tasks. And right now there's no treatment for that. And it's kind of not really talked about that much. So we're really hoping we can figure out a treatment for it.
Like what is Alzheimer's and chemo brain? What do they have in common?
So chemo brain, I've been reading a lot about the different effects it has on people. And it can look a lot like Alzheimer's in some cases. I'm reading some like specific anecdotes from people that have it. And they can say things like they forget to feed their pets, not because they forgot to feed their pets, but because they forgot that they had pets. It can be like that. Sometimes it manifests as just kind of like forgetfulness, like did I lock my car door and stuff like that. But it can also be very severe. Like people, they'll be driving to somewhere they've been before many times, like work, and they just forget where they're going, or they kind of forget how to drive, or forget things like that you have to wait at a crosswalk. So sometimes they'll just walk out into the street. People say it can be kind of underdiagnosed because the cancer treatment is developing so fast that more people are surviving than ever. And so as more and more people are surviving cancer, then it's becoming more apparent that there's very devastating lasting effects of chemotherapy that need to be dealt with.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
Right now it's kind of up in the air for me. As I go further on in physics, I want to see kind of what I enjoy. So right now I'm thinking I'd want to go to graduate school and be like a theorist. I'm also not really sure. So maybe when I get to my high level physics classes, I'll like want to do computer programming or something. So I'm kind of leaving my options open.
As you should, because everything is constantly expanding and changing right before our eyes. So
yeah, I already changed my major once, so I don't want to try to lock myself into anything.
It's important. Going with the flow, see where that takes you. Mm-hmm. So do you ever take time to listen to music?
I do. It makes studying a lot more fun. I listen to all kinds of stuff. Usually a mix of like electronic, rap, some rock.
Thanks, Rudy. Thanks for coming to Thesis Thursday today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.